Welcome.
Thank you.
It's no surprise you're here. You said you would.
Yeah.
This is you've been through these before. They're pretty laid back. Any questions from council members? Start with you guys.
This is on the Bassett Creek. Bird is the one that's on the Shingle Creek River. Okay.
And just one point of clarification. So we do have the Dave Anderson was the Christian representative for the faculty. He elected to not apply to be reappointed. Joan Howard is the alternate, so she'd be moved up to the
okay.
So I'd be
principal. So Jerry would be the appointed.
Okay.
You been to one of the watershed
I
meetings?
haven't, but I've read all the notes.
Okay.
I found out about the interview too late to reschedule my work responsibilities, but I've already talked to my leadership. My schedule is pretty flexible when I want. So as long as I get my work done, I'm doing my part. Hopefully, we're not watching this.
How often do they meet? Monthly?
They meet monthly. And then there are various subcommittee meetings throughout the month. But as an alternate, I wouldn't be the new person I would expect to be. And I need subcommittees right away. What?
Well, sorry, never know.
Yeah.
Only people might get appointed.
And I guess my other question would be, what attracted you to the Bass Creek watershed versus some of the other commissions that are?
Originally, when I initially applied for commissions, that was the one point I was more interested in because it's closer to actually being able to affect change instead of the mission that we had tackled when I was on the Environmental Quality Commission. A large part of it was outreach and education. But this is actually having a role in setting policy and in enacting projects. In my day job, I'm program manager, project manager. So execution is sort of things.
I'm sorry, you're a program manager.
Program manager slash project manager. So execution is one of the things.
All right. Don't have a lot of you don't have a lot of we don't do much with the watershed. You know, the watershed has their own authority, their own ability to raise funds. So it's not like we have much to say to them or to them. But I'm grateful that you're able to do that. It does affect the communities and affects us too. So thank you for that. Anything else?
Yeah, Terry, can you just speak more to as you have some of the stuff going to see?
Well, and I've talked with one of the engineering liaisons, and they have a slate of projects that are potential projects that would impact the water quality not only in coastal but throughout the watershed. And so, as part of the commission, you have to consider what's feasible, what's potential, and the impact on everyone living in the watershed, as well as getting downstream of it. A few years ago, I was doing a contract in Minneapolis. I was working in the North Loop area, and it was right near where Bassett Creek enters into Mississippi. It goes underground quite a ways in the city. It's a very interesting area of park where close to Mississippi.
I've never seen that. Have you seen it where it comes out?
It's
Actually splits the two.
But it's pretty old, you know, brickwork from back in the day when they buried all those things.
It's still strong enough.
It looks like it's in decent condition. Somebody keeps it up.
Yeah, so they've split it in two, and the upstream outlet, which is right up by the North Loop, and it hasn't been updated. The outlet hasn't been updated recently, but the southern one, they have done massive work in the last 2 years. If you go down there now, you'll just see this tunnel. It goes all the way under downtown.
Yeah, the northern side is a bit more rustic,
Yeah.
historic, like a lot of the stuff.
So where is the southern one?
It's right by St. Anthony, just downstream of St. Anthony Falls, but where the Stonehenge Bridge is.
Oh, okay. I was going to say by the Guthrie, but not
yep.
quite.
Right
yeah.
there.
Oh, okay.
I think that some of that work was in conjunction with all the restoration.
Yeah.
A few years ago.
Where's the north one?
On the North Loop side, as you know, where you have Washington, and there's
mm-hmm.
a park that's closer to the water,
mm-hmm.
closer to the river. I'm just saying you're 10th.
Okay.
I think that's the street.
It's just south of the Plymouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Across from the flat.
And there's some nice trails down there.
Mm-hmm.
It's very pretty.
It is very pretty. I like to walk along there. So I'll have to look a little harder.
And then I guess I do have one other question. How familiar are you with the watershed government kind of structure, powers, and kind of their responsibility as a very unique Minnesota entity?
I am familiar with related to what I've read about in the material that's on the materials.
Okay.
But I'm going into it with an open mind, and we'll take the direction of leadership that's in place.
Anything else?
I just want to ask a question. What can you ask about the other questions? With the future of the EDC, we were planning on, just so I'm clear, you're still interested in the parks mission.
I would prefer to be on the watershed.
Okay.
Is there opening on the parks?
There is, yeah. So we, at the Tuesday meeting, there we had you down for what people recommended.
I mean, I'd be interested in that as well from an education and outreach perspective. I just saw there were lots of other candidates.
On the for the parks, we still have openings.
Okay.
Even if
yeah, I mean, but I'm an empty guest.
We're in the agenda going out tomorrow, so as of today, we're still full.
Yeah,
so
that's in the evening.
Is it exclusive?
No, you are able to
sit separate
on both.
Yeah.
Close to her.
I just couldn't do the EQC.
Yep.
So. I know Cassidy was interested in the parks. Any further interview for that one?
No,
we were.
Unless you don't have anything to do on Tuesday night. You're always welcome.
I've been to the dog park occasionally. It's
yeah.
All right.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Harry. Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
What did we have?
Doesn't it here?
And that is a mailing address that you're looking at in my eyes.
Okay.
And that's my bio. If you go to the Bureau of Mediation Services arbitrator roster, that's where you'll find.
All right. You come with a fair amount of experience. And we did read your application, of course. What I'd like to do is just, in your own words, express why you're in this position, the strengths you might bring to the position. Just we have a dialogue.
Sure. So I've spent my whole career in labor relations, employment law and labor relations. And for the bulk of my career, I was on, I traveled all over the country. And so I never had, and I just recently retired, and I finally have the opportunity to be involved in community service. And that's sort of part of my DNA and part of my community service. And so I now have the opportunity. And I was looking around, but, where can I be useful? This is what I've done. This is in my baby. In terms of what I specifically can bring to this, I am an arbitrator. I've done, as an advocate, many dozens of arbitrations. I was also a civil litigator. I've done a lot of employment litigation as well. So I certainly have the ability to run a hearing. And Kim called me, I realize there never has been one. But given you do have an attorney's fees provision, so by God, you will get one one day. But whether it's my lifetime or yours, say, but I have the ability to run hearings and I understand the procedures and processes. I think that's what I can do.
Do you have any questions for us?
I really don't. I've read the ordinance, I've read the bylaws. I don't know if you want to hear it now. I would have one suggestion. The city code provides for a council liaison. And Kim, I asked Kim to tell me who the council liaison was. And she said there isn't one because it's an independent board. It may be worth taking that out of the city code. Just because when you do get a hearing, there's usually some sort, there's some sort of tension, will you say? And just you want to make sure that the process and everything is going, according to Hoyle. So that's the one suggestion I'd make. Is to pay just.
So you would pull it on as opposed to actually filling it.
Say again.
Rather than fill the position, you would.
Kim's explanation was that given that it's an independent board, that there's not a need for a council liaison. So that's your business. I don't know that you need it given the way the thing operates. But I just deal with it one way or another. Either appoint one or just pull it out of the city.
Any other questions?
Congratulations on your retirement.
It's the nicest thing I've ever done for myself.
Right? Yeah, that.
And I do appreciate your willingness and desire to serve.
You're welcome. Happy to do it.
So the Employee Review Board is another one of those that can serve and then serve on another commission. So if you're looking for something more active, you might want to re-look at some of the other commissions if you have other openings.
Sure.
Feel free to do that. We're not going to restrict you from that. I understand this is really something that fits what you do.
Yeah.
Hopefully we don't need to use you in that realm. It's looking, if history is of any instruction, one meeting a year is probably what it'll look like for organizational purposes.
Yeah.
You've got some interesting experience. And if you look for something, fill it all that time. I know when people go into retirement, they're not supposed to do it. How long ago did you retire?
I stopped working in 19, and then I was a sailor. I spent a year sailing again, and then nice. I've been back.
Okay.
Yeah. And I built a boat. Actually, if you went up and down Douglas, it was some guy that had a wooden boat in his driveway. Well, that was me. I built that.
Nice.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not bored.
Most people go to retirement, within a year, they're like, wow, I'm busier. All right. Well, thank you.
When do you make the decision?
We make the decision. We'll have it. We'll make the decision
next Tuesday.
And when would the appointment be effective?
January.
Okay. And the only reason I ask is that it's something that would update my my bio with the BMS, but if it's effective January, if I pass.
Right.
All right.
Yep.
Nice to see everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Archie, you get any sleep at your house?
I'm doing okay.
We're pretty casual on this. Parks and Recs Commission, we do have your application. We have read it. Have you explained what you're interested in Parks and Recs, what that looks like. Anything else you'd like to say about that?
Cool. So thanks everyone for having me. I've been in Crystal a little over 5 years. I love it here in the Bassett Creek neighborhood. And I'd love to join the commission. I'm really passionate about building community and specifically on the food side. So how can we leverage food systems, specifically perennial food systems, to help not only bring community together, but also feed our community, and also help replace the emerald ash borer canopy we lost as well. And I attended a couple of Parks and Rec meetings and honestly left inspired just to see how much the city is doing. It's been really cool. It's made me proud to be a, I don't know if we're Crystalites, but a citizen of Crystal.
Yeah, sure.
It's just been really cool to attend those meetings. And I'd love to get involved. And I'm a certified permaculture designer, so I do have experience designing food forests. And I would love to bring that passion, that energy to the city as well. And just overall, would love to be more involved with the city and be of service to the parks and recreation activity around here.
Questions for
council?
Thank you.
It's great to hear that you've attended meetings and you've enjoyed them. A number of us came from being on the Parks and Rec Commission ourselves, and it is a very active commission in the city. It's a lot of fun. And I guess my one question is, how did you find out about the opening? I'm just kind of curious.
So back in April, I just had the inspiration to join a Parks and Rec meeting because I've been envisioning food forests and how do we give food forests in public parks. I noticed we planted fruit trees in Bassett Creek Park. So I attended I can I attend a meeting? I attended a meeting. And then that was the inspiration. Just kind of came up like, how do I get more involved to try to get more fruit trees in public parks?
What's your day job, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, I work at General Mills.
Oh.
And I work in responsible sourcing. So right now I'm working on integrating environmental and social practices with our standardized sourcing culture and our sourcing processing. My background is packaging research and development. That was the career I did for 8 years at General Mills previously.
So new career for you? Even.
Same company, but new career shift. Yeah, about close to 2 years ago, I shifted from R&D to our responsible sourcing division.
Pretty cool.
Good job, yeah.
Yes, I remember seeing you at that April
meeting. Yep.
So fantastic to see you here today. I'm curious, do you have any understanding or knowledge of our Environmental Quality Commission? Do you know about anything about that or
not a lot.
Okay. I think we've been talking about kind of the future of that commission. And I'm not proposing we rearrange anything. I think it's fantastic Parks and Rec Commission, but just your passion and the work that we do in the parks, how do we continue to integrate, the work of the EQC, which will continue to be around, but will probably look different, long-term, and connect that work with people like you who have the expertise and the passion. So I'm just, thinking about that, but I love some of the perspective you bring and some of the passion you have.
Thank you. I don't really have an understanding of it, but I understand it's all tied together. So the more we can improve our canopy, more plants, healthier air, healthier water, healthier soil, healthier people, it's all tied together.
Yep. I have a neighbor who has fruit trees, and she's constantly, she covers them netting and obviously treats them, whatever. So how would you be able to put a food source tree in the park, be able to not have it, the public benefit from that without having to have like really intensive program to care for the trees?
It's a great question. In Bassett Creek Park, the fences they've done around the fruit trees, I think, have been effective. So they're 4 foot tall metal fence kind of around a single tree. That's one way to keep deer out. I think birds are. I don't recommend putting nets up to try to stop birds. I think birds are part of the environment. But in general, the healthier system you have, the more plants you have, the more biodiversity you have, then the more birds and insects eat each other, so you don't have pest problem. So I would just advocate more perennials, get polyculture in there, so we have different species of plants, different species of perennials, bushes, things like that. And if there is a problem, a fungal or something like that, what is the nature-based solution? So if an aphid is eating your vegetables, well, maybe more ladybugs, because ladybugs eat aphids. So okay. Just trying to identify what is the natural problem and what's the natural solution. But, okay. Great. Impressive.
Since you brought up trees at Bassin Creek, what's your opinion of their placement in relation to the disc golf course?
It's an interesting placement chart. But I also don't know what the vision is for that part of the park, because I've lived here for over 5 years. I think the whole time it's just been a construction road. So I don't know what the vision is there. But I think, I guess to your question, I think it's a fine placement relative to the disc golf course. I guess I'd say it was strange just because I don't know the vision for the rest of that area. But I think where they are now, we could make it a beautiful, we could add a bunch of perennials, add some bee balm, add some echinacea, some milkweed, and we could add to that fruit tree guild and just build upon it and have a really nice, right on top of the hill, a really nice, beautiful system there.
So is that, help me, I don't know where they are. Is that where Brunswick used to go?
Yeah.
Is that where they're at?
Yeah. Okay. And the reason I ask is I'm a disc golfer and I golf there all the time and right in the fairway. It's right in the fairway. And while I have never hit the trees.
So that hazard.
Let me tell you, having been on a lot of courses, discs, while they may be made of plastic, and that acts like a chainsaw.
That was interesting. Yeah.
So, anyway, I was just curious.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend placing them in a fairway or a golf course in general. But we can work with where they're, stronger they'll get, the more they can withstand first.
Yeah.
We have a tree straight out the back of our house that's real close to the creek that I at least once a weekend. It's continually throwing something to get there. So, whether it be another disc or sticks or whatever. Always eats the discs. I'm guessing from treatment.
Maybe it would. Eventually.
But that wouldn't be nearly as high as the total.
Yes.
From a disc golf perspective. Thanks. Okay. Did you have any questions for us?
No, my own one question would be if I do start, and I didn't mention this on the application, but if I do start a company to do fruit forest installation and design. I don't think it's a conflict. I think it goes hand in hand with this, but I just want to be overt. Is there anything I would need to consider in the realm of potential conflicts of interest?
You're not getting paid for this.
Sure. Yeah. So yeah, correct. Yep. So.
Okay.
I think it would just be if for some reason the park commission were voting to recommend something like as an official action, recommending something that was related to your business, you probably have to repeat yourself.
Okay.
However, not related.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming in. We'll let you know in pretty short order what goes on with the decision. So we'll go by next Tuesday and you'll be informed by staff. Thank you for coming in and thank you for your willingness to serve. Okay,
cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.